What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer early in this Thursday morning, September 12th, 2024. Getting right on into it. Of course, it's your first time listening to this podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, K-State Podcast. Thank you for joining us here on this Thursday, whenever you listen to this podcast. And make sure you like, subscribe. I know I haven't told you guys that very, very often as of late, but definitely, if it's your first time, you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you do subscribe and hit the like button and tell a fellow K-Stater. And also, it doesn't hurt to leave us a 4 or 5 star rating. That helps us out tremendously here. This other K-State podcast, which focuses on all K-State sports, not just football and basketball, men's side, but women's basketball, women's golf. The big victory. I recorded that yesterday, so make sure you check that out there as well. We're going to take a look at the rest of the week, obviously, which is smacked in the middle of it. It's the football game tomorrow night with K-State host, 18th ranked Arizona? Yeah, Arizona 18th ranked the last time I checked. Now, again, I might be wrong on that, but anyways, Arizona is ranked a top 20 matchup tomorrow night, Bill Snyder Family Stadium tomorrow night. Not Saturday night, tomorrow night, Friday night. Woo! K-State, of course, coming off of the heels of a huge win on the road, despite getting off to another slow start against a lower opponent. We'll get into that in the preview. I'll probably record that preview tonight later on this evening, so it'll be out first thing in the morning for you guys, pretty much pre-gaming it. But that's what we're looking at there. So kind of fast forward the rest of the week on the K-State athletics side. That's kind of the big deal going down tomorrow night. Bill Snyder Family Stadium on Friday night on Fox. And I believe it is just after 7 o'clock in Harley. It is going to be, quote-unquote, Harley Day, which is going to be, I don't know why, it's a night game. It's Harley night. So, oh yeah, dumb day. Dumb motorcycle is going to be ringing loud. Oh my goodness. Woo. Whew, that's too bad. That's too bad. I'm not up there for this weekend, but yeah. So definitely, it's gonna be on Fox. So definitely, I'll be checking in probably around halftime, somewhere in there. So yeah. So we'll see what happens there. K-State, they need the football team. They need to get off to a good start there. They cannot fall behind. And I just think Arizona's kind of a sleeper team in my opinion, because look, all the attention has been on Utah and us for, well, if you look outside of K-State, Utah has been the outside, kind of everybody's paying attention to them and all this other stuff. They're having quarterback issues and all of that. So, look, I think Arizona, to me, is a sleeper team. And K-State, again, I'm going to say this probably in a preview show coming out tomorrow. They need to get off a good start. You're going to have Friday night under lights. You know how it is. Bill Snyder Family Stadium should be rocking and rolling. They need to get off to a good start. Use that crowd. Keep that crowd in it all game long. Speaking of home cooking, the volleyball team, finally, after kind of struggling a little bit, they finally will get their first home match at Morgan Family Arena tonight. Speaking of night matches, Lipscomb comes calling for the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas Classic starting tonight at Morgan Family Arena in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State Women's Volleyball starting off 1-4, but not... They've been majority of those games now. The only one they got was against UMBC. That's the only win so far to this point. And Lipscomb comes calling to Morgan Family Arena tonight. They play some volleyball now. Has played some tough opponents. USC and Creighton. They got swept by Creighton. That pod is out. Both pods are out on the volleyball side there. I'm not going to explain anything of that. You want more information on that, go. Feel free. Download those and listen to those wherever you get your podcast, Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports there as well. So... And then I'm trying to think of their other loss too, because they could have, with a few breaks here and there, they could have won another game at least prior to that. But yeah, they had a tough sledding there, and you're getting some home cooking. And I think the way they played, I think K-State Women's Volleyball need to take care of business. You have the home court advantage there, so I don't know. I think they played Lipscomb last year. All these opponents, between this women's soccer, women's volleyball, even a football team. It's like they all mesh together. Now that I've been doing as long as podcast now, but definitely for sure, I just think you have to get off to a good start here. I think for the volleyball team for as well. So tonight at 6:30, Lipscomb comes calling, and then 30 minutes later. So if you want to clone yourself, you want to be at both games in Manhattan, Kansas, Buser Family Park is going to be rocking and rolling as well. 19th ranked Colorado for the K-State women's soccer team to open up Big 12 play. And again, K-State with soccer now comes in there 3-3-1, so 500 soccer right there. And right now, again, like I've said on these soccer postcasts, their defense, and I've said this really since the duration of this podcast, their defense has been solid. And the offense that comes around here and there. Here and there. So, and here again, they played Memphis pretty tough right up until the end of this game. And they did a postcast on that as well. And K-State is kind of fell flat at the end of the game. We was just going to say that much there. But they took Memphis almost to the limit the last time they played. So now you welcome 19th ranked Colorado to Buser Family Park tonight. So we'll have postcasts of that. So it's going to be, once again, almost another busy weekend of sports there as well. We'll have a reaction of Arizona. And then, of course, I'm going to message Alex while I'm thinking out loud. I'm going to message Alex because he had a busy work schedule. So we're going to just have him have his thoughts on Tulane and Arizona game. It's going to be a big review show next week over on my Podbean app, Greer380's Podcast. There, that's the channel to check out all bonus content. Again, download the Podbean app, Greer380's Podcast, for more coverage of the Pearl Project Podcast. So, yeah, Arizona, that'll be where I went over that. And then coming in the week here, this goes from... yeah, so this is Saturday. So, I'm going to... Hopefully I can fast forward a little bit. Nope. That's not going to happen. So I'm just going to look at here. That's probably it for the time being there as well. As we look at kind of tonight and tomorrow. And then, of course, no games on Saturday, looks like. It just... Oh, yes. Now I'm looking at the Lipscomb's opponent, North Carolina. Yeah, North Carolina is the opponent for the volleyball team. Time to put a bow on this Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas Classic tournament at home. North Carolina, I think that's a Sunday match. I'm like, wait, why is this match on our schedule? We're not playing that, but yeah, that makes sense now. North Carolina on Sunday, and I don't have the time. I'll have that time announced or on the postcast of Lipscomb once that's out. So once again, another busy weekend of K-State sports. So we will have postcasts like we've been doing, like we talked about, just the usual, if we can get to it. So that's our calling card. Postcasts, trying to cover all things K-State sports. So huge weekend coming up. K-State athletics, mostly at home. So you have Colorado, 19th ranked Colorado, for women's soccer tonight. And also tonight before that, Lipscomb kicks off the home schedule for K-State women's volleyball. And then tomorrow night, the big dog, Arizona, 18th ranked, comes calling to Bill Steiner Family Stand for a huge Friday night showdown at home. Kansas State was on the road last year in one of the Friday night games, and they did not play very well. They did not play very well at all. So we'll see what happens there around the clock here. K-State sports there for that. And then, of course, fast forwarding to this upcoming Sunday, K-State will host North Carolina. So some great matchups ahead here all across the board for Kansas State Sports. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content here, folks. We'll be rolling along. It's only third. We're almost to the weekend, folks. Here in the second week of September. Again, if you're new to the podcast, thank you so much for stopping by and give us a listen here. Whenever you listen to this will go out, of course, this morning, and then later on, I'll probably have that preview of Arizona. So a lot to look forward to on this podcast. If you're a K-State fan, you want to keep with your sports, this is the podcast to do it. We're a unique podcast here, folks. So I know we got more K-State media that are more closer to these football and men's basketball teams. But we are probably the most unique sports podcast that tries to cover all things K-State sports for the first time in several months. We talked about women's golf yesterday, and here soon I'll be recording a tennis episode here at some point. I'll get to that as well. So we covered golf, women's golf yesterday on the podcast as well. But that's going to do it right now on this edition, this weekend preview. We're going to call it weekend preview, even though it is Thursday. Eddie, we're coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll be talking to y'all heading into the weekend. Go Cats.